The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay. This is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Suka Blit!
Yeah, pretty much. Man, what a fucking year this week's been, huh?
That ain't no shit.
Holy crap.
Could slow be worse,
news,
right?
Slow news week. Yeah, it could be worse. It will. It'll get there. Coming up on this week's show, apparently we'll talk about Ukraine. Apparently there's some stuff going on over there.
Where's that?
It's not in the Middle East, so I don't know militarily if we're paying attention. So. Ukraine, misinformation, nukes, WrestleMania, the CDC, the FDA, all that and much more. Top 10 list this week. Famous Bills, or Williams, or any variation of the name. And as always, we will answer your listener questions. Are you ready, sir?
Are you ready?
I'm just waiting for the nukes, baby. That's if we ain't gonna get the meteor, let's just do it ourselves. That's where I'm at. So, all right, let's start with some TV news this week. We start with sad news here, Vince. John Edward Sezels, a stand-up comedian and magician known as the Amazing Jonathan, passed away in his Las Vegas home this week after a long battle with heart disease.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he was only 63. Ooh. I remember seeing him on a lot of. He did the Chris Angel show a lot, and I saw his specials and.
Now he's the one who was like nuts, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He was
legitimately
nuts. Had a drug issue.
But he was awesome though.
But yeah, when he performed, he was great. He was a little gory. It was like I think he was like the Freddy Krueger of comedy is what he called himself.
They did a documentary about him last year. Is that right?
Yes. It was after he was diagnosed, because he knew he was going to die with the heart issue he had. So they did a kind of an end-of-life documentary. I think it came out last year. That sounds right. Or last year or 2 years ago. I can't remember which, because my brain still thinks it's 2020 for some reason. So
that sucks, dude.
Yeah. Next thing here, Joy Behar. Know her from The View? I'm sorry?
I do?
Yeah.
I do?
The Jew on The View.
Oh, which one?
Ooh.
Oy vey.
Not Whoopi. Because Goldberg, you know what, fuck it, let's just go. She's caught heat this week after worrying on air that the Russian-Ukrainian situation will impact her Italian getaway.
She didn't.
Yes, she chimed in, spoke of how the potential humanitarian crisis could impede her plans to visit Italy, which is well over 1,000 miles away from the said conflict, and said, well, I'm scared of what's going to happen in Western Europe, too, you know. You plan for a trip, you want to go there. I wanted to go to Italy for 4 years. I haven't been able to make it because of the pandemic, and now this, it's like, what's going to happen there, too?
Oh, I hate when that happens. Oh, I'm so rich. I want to go to Europe.
I don't care.
It's a
Nutter
Showa. It's practically a Nutter Showa.
I don't care about, you know, they're killing each other in the streets, but I want on an Italian beach, goddammit.
I'm trying not to drink anymore. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah. I fell off the wagon. I bought a 6-pack of Guinness the other day.
Well,
I thought I'd never be able to get it again.
Yeah, that's true. Last thing for TV news this week, top half of the show is a little thin because, you know, everything's kind of focused overseas. Amanda Abington, she was on Sherlock on the PBS and the BBC, doesn't have much patience for people who are virtue signaling about Ukraine and Russia. She played Watson's wife in the series, urged ordinary people to resist their urge to weigh in on the conflict. She said, if you're thinking of posting any kind of poetry, sonnet, Shakespeare text, or Wind Beneath My Wings in some hideous montage in order to help the people of Ukraine, please don't. It doesn't serve anyone. It makes you look like a dick, she said in a video she posted on Friday.
Wow.
She advised people to either donate money or just be quiet and shut the fuck up. Her message comes as Hollywood celebrities have rushed to social media to offer thoughts and prayers, style wishes to the Ukrainian people. And just this week, actress Anna Lind McCourt, Vince, you sent me this.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Recorded a cringeworthy poem about Russian President Putin's traumatic childhood. And it is probably the funniest shit I have ever seen in my life, and I've seen Joe Biden without a prompter.
I'm gonna be honest with you. That was the cringiest shit I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
It was, oh God.
If I was your mother, you wouldn't be doing this. And I'm like, bitch, if you were his mother, you'd be suka plat.
Bitch, you just upset that the country that is laundering your fucking money is getting bombarded right now.
Ding dong. Yes.
Sorry.
That's absolutely true. If you can find the video, just I urge everyone to watch it and laugh your ass off mightily. So, all right, let's go to some movie news this week. We actually have actual movie news that has nothing to do with Russia. I know you're shocked as well as I am.
Suka blit.
Fred Heichinger has joined the Kraven the Hunter movie. As unconfirmed as of now, but it's pretty much leaked out, he's going to be playing the Spider-Man villain, the Chameleon, the half-brother of Kraven the Hunter, who will be played by Aaron Taylor Johnson. You remember him, he was Quicksilver in the first Avengers movie. That's going to be Kraven. We had the Russell Crowe story last week. Looks like he's going to be playing their father. I'm kind of okay with this.
Karma Chameleon?
Yes. I almost said, for some reason, who is that? My brain isn't working. It's like...
Karma Chameleon.
Yeah, that's...
Karma, Boy George.
Boy George.
Jesus Christ,
my
man.
My brain was saying Billy Joel, which might have sounded a little better, but it's the same guy.
Right. It might as well be the same person.
Isn't Boy George from, like, Long Island? Were there a lot of Boy Georges on Long Island? Yeah, there you go. Got me. God damn it. Sean Penn, that commie, he's currently on the ground in the Ukraine filming propaganda. I'm sorry, a documentary about the Russian conflict. This is through Vice Studios. The actor appeared at a press briefing Thursday in Kiev. Listening to government officials speak about the crisis. This is a Vice News deal they're shooting. I'm sure it won't be one-sided at all.
Somebody had brought up, and I never even thought of it, he met El Chapo.
Yep.
He was somewhere else when shit was going down, and now he's in the Ukraine.
Just happens to be there, huh?
I mean, what kind of deep state plant is this, dude?
If you... never thought that Hollywood and the CIA and all that were in together. Just look at Sean Penn's passport, please.
Yeah, something's up.
Yeah.
Something's real wonky.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned the propaganda thing, because, yeah, it's a little weird, ain't it? Vince, I don't know what this next thing is. Apparently it's a toy thing. Jerry Bruckheimer is going to produce a live-action movie with Paramount based on the popular toy franchise Beyblade?
Yeah, you don't remember Beyblade?
No, I don't.
It was like these little spinny top things, and they had this little plastic arena, and you'd zip them out, and they'd spin around, and you'd knock them out.
So we're going to get that live action movie? What?
Yeah.
Really? That's where we're at now?
Yeah.
We can't get my toy idea movie made at all, but we can
99.
Get this.
1999. The late 90s.
Really? That was like what? Pokemon came out?
Yeah.
Around that time too?
Beyblade.
Wow, that's where we're at in Hollywood now. Let's.
Why don't we just make a Crossfire movie where we shoot fucking metal BBs at each other?
I want a horror movie of Hungry Hungry Hippos. You know, I mean, we've had zombievers, we have rubber, we can do this. So.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit, to be honest with you.
Next thing here, some sad news. Sally Kellerman passed away, best known as Hot Lips in the MASH movie. She was 84, passed away after a battle with dementia. She had a memorable role in Star Trek, the original series. I believe it was the third episode she was in. She was in Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield. She was the love interest in that. She passed away, so that sucks this week. Actor Michael Madsen was arrested on Wednesday night for allegedly trespassing on an unnamed property. The owner attempted a citizen's arrest for trespassing and informed police of the incident. The actor, 64, was seen being escorted in handcuffs by police officers from his Malibu home. News of the arrest just comes 1 month after his 26-year-old son died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound in Oahu in Hawaii. So he's probably just mentally
broken.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I can't even fucking imagine. So.
No, not at all.
Next thing here was announced this morning that Indiana Jones 5 has officially wrapped filming. So that's done. Look for that next year. Nope. And speaking of Indiana Jones, Steven Spielberg is going to direct a new original story centered on Frank Bullitt, the iconic character played by Steve McQueen in the 1968 movie Bullitt. Sources are adamant this is not a remake of that film, but in a new idea centered on the character. He did negotiate with McQueen's family for the rights to do the film because they own the rights to Bullitt. And McQueen's son, Chad, and granddaughter, Molly, will executive produce the new movie. Mm-hmm. So no word on who will be our new Frank Bullitt. Well, there's some roles that that wouldn't be bad.
Who else would you get? I mean, honestly,
that's one of those roles that's just so damn hard to recast. It'd be like, oh, we're going to remake Game of Death. Who's going to be our new Bruce Lee? I don't think you could do that, but okay.
Maybe Spielberg will get Seth Rogen to do it.
Yeah, there. Jonah Hill is Frank Bullitt. Ugh.
I can see it.
Yeah. I mean,
they're in the tribe together, so
they just won't shoot on Saturday.
Right.
All right. That's a good joke. I don't care who got it. That's damn good. Ham sandwiches on Saturday. Oy. All right, let's go to comic book news this week. DC has announced your new Batman writer, Chip Zdarsky. Not really a big fan of his work, so. Meh.
You say that like I know who that is.
Yeah, it's. Marvel has announced Ant-Man. We're getting a new limited series to celebrate the 60th anniversary. Al Ewing, who wrote Immortal Hulk, is now going to do this. It looks like it's 4 issues, and each issue will focus on a different Ant-Man. So, like, issue 1 will be Hank Pym, issue 2 would be Scott Lang, issue 3 would be Eric O'Grady, and 4 will be a new Ant-Man. So, there you go. Marvel and Fortnite, get ready for a new mini-series, Fortnite X Marvel Zero War. This will come out in June. It'll start in June. 5 issue mini. So I thought they were big with DC. I thought Fortnite was big with DC. Are they moving to Marvel now?
They've got lots of Marvel characters on there.
Really?
Yeah. It seems like all the assholes in the Wolverine skin are easy to kill. Just saying.
They ain't got that adamantium shit going?
No.
Well, that
makes sense.
I kill more
Wolverines than I do anything else.
Do you use Boba or Mando?
Man, fuck yeah, I use Mando.
That's how you do it there. Whistling Birds kills adamantium. Oh, Beskar over. Yeah. Last thing for comic book news this week. DC writer Tom Taylor did confirm on Twitter this week that we are getting Deceased 3. Series will come this year. It'll be probably a 12 issue because he doesn't really do mini series, but he doesn't do full runs. The tagline is that every story has an end. Deceased is basically a zombie outbreak in DC Universe that affects everyone from normal people to heroes and villains. So, Tom Taylor is also the guy that wrote the Injustice comic, which is fantastic. So, this could be really good. So, all right, your recommendations for books that came out this week. Marvel relaunched Ghost Rider with a new issue number 1. Transformers War's End issue 1. Usagi Yojimbo, Lone Goat and Kid, issue 2. G.I. Joe 289. Gunslinger Spawn, issue 5. Marvel Dark Ages, issue 5. Devil's Reign, Villains for Hire, issue 2. Keanu Reeves' Berserker came out with issue 7. DC's Task Force Z, issue 5. Teen Titans Academy, you get to find out who the new Red X is. That issue 12, DC versus Vampires issue 5, and Vince, this came up as it was allegedly put out this week, but with shipping, and I know one of the local shops in Anderson is like 2 weeks late on books due to shipping, but they're saying Blue and Gold issue 6 came out this week.
I haven't bought issue 5, I don't think.
I don't even know. Apparently, we know it's 8 issues. Because the story's written, it's already done. It's just a shipping thing. So
DC has, after the shit they pulled a couple months ago.
Yeah,
I'm pretty much buying. I'm done buying their shit.
Yeah,
I don't care what it is.
I've moved to downloads. So, all right, let's go to wrestling news this week. Drake Maverick is back in WWE. Now working behind the scenes on the Raw creative team. So good for him. Hey. Get paid. That's the name of the game. So, Vince, I have good wrestling news that you will be happy to know. Your boy Pert Plus.
Oh my.
Staying with WWE. He is re-signed. Apparently in the $3 to $4 million a year range.
Oh shit.
Which puts him at Randy Orton level money, which is one tier below Brock and Roman money. So you imagine how much Pert Plus, how luxurious his hair will be with $3 million.
It's nice now.
I know. It's just amazing.
I know. It's nice now. I mean, how do you get any better than that?
I know. So they signed the guy with the hair and they had to let go because they couldn't come to agreement with the guy with no hair. Cesaro quietly left WWE after his current contract expired and the two sides could not come to a new deal. Being that his contract expired and that he wasn't released, he does not have a no-compete. He can show up anywhere, anytime from right now on. Of course, everybody's like, oh, he's going to go to AEW. And I'm like, not so fast. I could see him easily going to New Japan. So...
Oh, Cesaro?
Yeah. Boy, man, they couldn't do shit with Keith Lee. They couldn't do shit with Cesaro. They just can't do shit. Welcome to WWE. Speaking of them, they have announced that Ronda Rousey versus Ric Flair Jr. will headline Night 1 of WrestleMania, and Brock versus Roman will headline Night 2. It's also being reported that Pat McAfee and Vince McMahon will be taking part in either a match or something, either together or not. They're doing something at WrestleMania. Vince McMahon will be on Pat McAfee's podcast on Thursday, so we'll know more this week. I can see this being McAfee versus Austin Theory with Vince McMahon in his corner. Maybe. Who knows? So,
does Pat McAfee need the money?
No, he does it for the he literally does it for the fun of it. So, like, his NXT matches were fantastic. He actually went and trained in OVW, but he trained with Rip Rogers in Jeffersonville in Indiana. So he, like, legit wrestles. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. McAfee's the best thing going in WWE, so. That's it for wrestling news this week. Vince, anything in the video game world?
Oh, damn, that was fast.
I told you, top half's real thin. Trust me, bottom half ain't.
It's like, you know what? I don't like to do this shit.
What?
When you can catch me completely off guard.
Well, you know,
once
I the format doesn't fucking change. You know, once I get to wrestling, it's like, oh shit, my stuff's next. I better get on the ball here.
I'm not really paying attention.
I know.
Suka blit. apparently, Elden Ring came out this week, and a ton of Xbox players can't play it.
Hmm.
The online Xbox players keep getting a network error message when they go online to play. I think the first mistake was using an Xbox.
Really?
Yeah, you know, because it's an Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the most popular Ukraine footage right now going around by fake news.
I have this later in the show. Yes, go ahead.
It's actually a video game.
Yep.
It's Arma 3.
Yep. That would be the misinformation part of the show.
Arma 3, it looks so goddamn good.
Yeah, that it looks like news footage. Amazing.
Yeah. It's, yeah, it's the most dumb shit I've ever seen. Let's see. PS Plus games coming out next month. Ark Survival Evolved, Team Sonic Racing, and Ghost of Tsushima, Tsushima Legends. On PS5, Ghost Runner and Ghost of Tsushima Legends. I might have to pick up Ghost of Tsushima. Tsushima?
Why don't they just remake what was that Japanese game? Onimusha? Was that a... That sound familiar, or did I just make that up?
What was it?
Onimusha? That sounds...
Oh, there's Onimusha. There's that anime game.
That might have been it.
Oh, you mean the one where you kill, like, everybody...
Well, yeah.
There's like a ton of people in it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah, it's I only really remember fighting games and sports games. So
that's about it. I don't really have anything else. The Steam Deck, it's fucking awesome. People think it's great.
Yeah.
It's going to be killing the
Switch.
Yeah. Oh, and I forgot to tell you. Fortnite. They've got two new character player skins.
Rogue and Gambit.
Yes.
Because they're always together.
Yes. So that's very cool. I saw it the other day and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Really, I do have one more thing, and it pisses me off. Uh-oh. I know I'm gonna try and save it for the next half of the show, but
nope, go ahead and run with it.
This War of Mine, actually a pretty damn good game. It's raising money for Ukrainian Red Cross.
Mm.
It's one of those companies that is profiting on the, oh my God, it's so sad, war. Oh, we're doing it for Ukraine. Give us money.
But who knows how much the money will actually go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So
who knows? I don't care. They're jumping on the bandwagon of, oh, give us cash.
Yeah, that's... Thoughts, prayers, and money, baby. That's all
yeah,
it is.
Really. Yeah. Yep. All right, that's all I got. Well, I'll save it for the next half of the show.
All right, let's go to music news real quick. Britney Spears has landed a massive publishing deal for a tell-all memoir. Let's see, this is going to be through Simon & Schuster. Let's see, the book will provide Spears' account of and commentary on her rise to fame, her career, and her relationship with her family. Reports are saying she's being paid $15 million to write the book. That's Obama-level money to write about his white grandfather. So,
how I became a retarded whore.
What did Disney do to me? The book. Yeah. So, the only other thing, music news I have this week is sad. The passing of Mark Lanegan, a singer who fronted Screaming Trees, had a solo career, died Tuesday at his home in Killarney, Ireland. No other information is available at this time. A representative said the family asked everyone to respect their privacy. He was only 57. Of course, was Screaming Trees, like I said. Then he went solo. His album in the early 90s had Kurt Cobain and Chris Novoselic on it, kind of before they got big with Nirvana.
He made a stint with Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah. And teamed up with Isabel Campbell of Belle and Sebastian. Boy, that kind of hit out of left field, but yeah.
It did. So. And it's one of those guys that you're like, oh, man.
Yeah. Never heard a bad word about him.
Yeah. He's got a hell of a catalog, too.
Yeah.
That dude did a lot.
Yeah. So I think you kind of figure out Song of the Week this week. So, yeah. No, and that was pretty much it for music news.
The lead singer of Procol Harum died too.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
I didn't see that one. Oh, damn. Everybody's dropping like flies.
Yeah, and nobody on our list.
Yeah, yeah. I have checked.
Nobody on the list.
Because every time I see one, I'm like, I immediately open the drawer and go through the pages. I'm like, please don't let Vince get any.
I know. And the Queen of England?
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. I didn't know lizards could get goddamn COVID.
I didn't know you could fix lizards with horse dewormer. Who'd have thought?
Save it for the second half of the show.
Yeah, I know. All right, let's go to true, false, pick the fake story. Congratulations goes out to nobody. Nobody got last week's fake story. The fake story was the homeless man hit by the snowplow. So that was the fake one. All right, you ready for this week's three stories? Tell me which one of these is the fake one. You two can win nothing. Story number one. Iceland this week repealed a 400-year-old law that allowed anyone to murder anyone from the island of Kitova, which is an island in the Svalbard archipelago in the Arctic Ocean. Story number two. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday announced its first ever authorization of a condom specifically intended for anal sex. Story number three. A woman in Mexico this week was crushed to death after she tried squatting 400 pounds at a gym. Video shows the woman got the bar up, took a small step backwards before she collapsed in the bar, and the weight crushed her, killing her instantly. So which is the fake story? Iceland gets rid of a law that says you can kill certain people on sight. US FDA announces the butt sex condom. Or a Mexican woman crushed in a gym. Like I said, tell me which one of these on social media, or I'll put the thread in the Facebook group, is the fake story, and you two can win nothing.
And like it.
That's right. I'll give you a one-way trip to the Ukraine.
Oh, my. I'd rather go to Moscow.
Boy, you ain't a shitting. All right, time for Song of the Week. And when we come back, we'll be time for our top 10 list of famous bills.
Like the one you knew before. Hi, this is Oopsie Panda, and I'm here to talk about the smartest man I know, Handsome Dan Lopez. He used to have a podcast all about professional wrestling, but he is literally so smart. After nearly 100 episodes, he ran out of things to say about it. But, being the
consummate
entertainer that he is, the podcast Handsome Dan's Final Say lives on. Through segments like Keeping It Classic, in which Dan reviews movies from the HBO and home video generation, My Musical Journey, which takes you on a trip through Dan's personal cassette to the albums that shape his musical taste. And The Masturbators, where Dan and longtime friend Jay Chewbacca will debate just about anything under the sun. Handsome Dan's Final Say has plenty to keep you listening for years to come. DansFinalSay.podbean.com or search Handsome Dan's Final Say on Spotify. Is that okay?
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back to the 80s and 90s, where the badass hosts have beaten down cancel culture on three separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Jury is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Jury podcast, hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Jury.
Because of the obvious threat to untold numbers of citizens, and because of the crisis which is even now developing, this radio station will remain on the air day and night. This station and hundreds of other radio and TV stations throughout this part of the country are pooling their resources through an emergency network hookup to keep you informed of all developments.
Horns up, everyone. When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure every Friday to check out Radioactive Metal. Radioactive Metal is one of the longest running podcasts on the interweb, and every week we bring you a fist full of metal, including interviews with all your favorite artists, discuss all the metal news, and feature the best tunes on the air today. So grab a Lemmy, join your cool Uncle Snowy, and co-host Aaron in the pit. What's up, wrestling fans? You want something awesome? Check out Wrestling Night in Canada here on the Shining Wizards Network. We're three Canadian metalheads uniting for the love of pro wrestling. Every episode we go over all the latest news and special events with the odd unique interview as well. So grab a cold one and check out Wrestling Night in Canada, eh?
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese Man of War Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Are you tired of being uninformed? Together, we can change all of that. Experience a podcast like you've never heard before. You'll gain knowledge, have some laughs, because we believe this is the last AEW podcast you'll ever need. Join us every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. on rantemradio.com and Facebook Live. We can also be found on all major podcast forums as part of the Shining Wizards Network. So stop listening to inferior AEW podcasts and bring a new podcast into your life by joining us.
Join the Mark Order Podcast.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Mark Order Pod and on Facebook.com/Mark Order Pod. Don't forget to tag us on social media and use hashtag JoinTheMarkOrder, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
Everyone knows a lot of things can change in the span of 10 years. But when it comes to professional wrestling podcasting, one thing is still guaranteed. The Shining Wizards is the only place to get all the latest wrestling news, interviews with the greatest guests, and of course, tons of laughs in discussing the world of wrestling. The show is still available on Monday nights at 7 p.m. East on RantEMRadio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app. And it's still available on all podcasting platforms. To check us out, head over to ShiningWizards.com, where it's still wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Suka Blitz!
Hopefully everybody's in their bomb shelters.
Word.
Oh, if you could have heard the debate for Song of the Week.
Man, it was... God damn it.
It was a coin flip.
It was.
I think we might save the other one for next week.
Fuck it, let's do it.
All right, time for our top 10 list this week. Famous Bills, Williams, Billies. Variations of the name. This was a different kind of list for us. But, Vince, number 10, sir.
Bill Cosby.
Ooh. With the Russians and the puddings. Yeah. My number 10, William Shakespeare.
Ooh, higher on the list, bud.
Yeah, very good. Very nice. All right, number 9.
William Shatner.
Higher on the list. Yep. Yeah, that's, I mean, come on, it's Shatner. Christ's sake. Man never had a bad wig. So.
Right.
My number 9, Billy Barty.
Oh, didn't make the list. God damn it.
Got to throw the littles in there. Good stuff. Number 8.
Sir William Idol. Otherwise known as Billy Idol.
Yeah.
He's not a knight, though.
No, sadly.
Somebody needs to make that happen.
Yes. Lizard Lady, looking at you.
Yo, Lizard Queen.
Come of on. All the people you've knighted, I'll come and ain't fucking Billy Idol.
Word.
My number 8. Vince, we need some of the good old Colt 45. With Billy D. Williams.
Oh, didn't make the list. I do have a black guy on here, though.
Lando. Well, yeah, you had Cosby.
Oh, wait. I don't see him as black. I got another black guy.
Oh, all right.
I got two black people. Holy shit.
Wow. Getting ready for that racial draft. All right. Number 7.
Billy Zane.
Ooh.
Come on. It's Billy Zane.
Yeah, that's a good pick. My number 7, Billy Gibbons. ZZ Top.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's the one with a beard, right?
Yes, because the guy without the beard, last name is Beard. Yes, that's the only way I can remember. Number 6.
Bill Bixby.
Underrated actor. Very underrated actor. That's a good pick.
He should be homeless in the next movies.
Dude, what? He's dead.
No. The character of I'm in my mind. I'm seeing fucking what's his nuts as the Incredible Hulk.
Lou?
No. The guy who plays Banner in the fucking
movie. Mark
Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, he should just travel around and be homeless.
Well, he's a commie, so he's halfway there.
Yeah.
So, my number 6, William. The Refrigerator Perry.
Oh, my.
85 Colts. Or 85 Bears. Colts. I hate life. Number 5.
Oh, this is where I have my other token black man. Billy Ocean.
Ooh, Caribbean Queen, if you will.
Yeah, there'll be sad songs to make you cry.
Yeah.
Get out of my car and into my dreams.
I think we got Song of the Week for 2 weeks from now. Sweet. My number 5. Billy the Kid.
Higher on the
William
list.
William H. Bonney. I'll make you famous. Number 4.
Bill Hicks.
Higher on the list.
Patron saint of the show.
Yep. Part of the reason we have a show.
Word.
Yes. Number 4 is where I got the Shatner. Number 3.
This is where I have Shakespeare, the other black guy.
The other black guy, yeah.
or the woman, or
the trans African Kang that wrote all the English language. Yeah. Yeah,
however you want to revise history, but hey, here you
thank
go.
Thank you, BBC.
Right.
Number three, hey, I got a UK guy on here too, Billy Connolly.
Oh my.
Yep, love Billy Connolly.
There was a firefight.
That's Willem Dafoe, but oh yes.
Oh, Willem! Nope.
That's an yeah. Number two,
Wild Bill Hickok.
Ooh, that's a good pick. Didn't make my list though. That's
That dude's awesome. His life is fucking amazing.
Yeah. Speaking of a guy whose life is amazing and just kind of pops up and does whatever the hell he wants, wherever the hell he wants, Bill Murray is my number two.
Oh, look at you.
Just, I'm going to show up at a bar and just bartend because I'm Bill Murray and that's what I do.
Sure.
All right, number one.
Billy the Kid.
I got Bill Hicks.
Billy the Kid, his life is quite amazing.
Yeah.
Bill Hicks is
life quite is kind amazing, of amazing too. Yeah. Infowars.com. Wait, what?
Oh, shit.
I got him. I fucking got him.
Oh, man, I wish that was true.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like having, what's his name, still alive?
Carlin?
Kaufman.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those, you know, there's this guy who thinks he's Kaufman.
Yeah.
And it would be amazing if it was true.
Yep.
And then the Bill Hicks, Alex Jones conspiracy, which would be amazing if it was true.
God, can you imagine if it was true? God, it'd be so good.
It's not.
I know. All right, let's get to some listener picks. Baza came in with Bill Burr.
Nice.
Big John came in with Bill Burr, Billy Connolly, and William Shatner. And Handsome Dan finishes us off here with Billy the Kid, Billy Ocean, William Wallace, William Regal, Bill Bixby, Refrigerator Perry, Billy Barty, Bill Eady, who Vince might know as Axe from Demolition,
sure,
and William Moody, a.k.a. Paul Bearer. Those are all really good.
That guy was creepy as fuck, dude.
Yeah! That's the best I can do. So, all right, thank you everybody for your picks. Like I said, different type of top 10 this week, so I like that one. Might pull that up again with some common names sometime. All right, let's get to some listener questions, Vince. Are you ready, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Roboto would like to know, he starts us off here, can Amazing Spider-Man 3 and Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man 4 still happen after all this time away, and will they?
I don't think so.
I don't think so because this is just in my head. One of them dies in Doctor Strange. And I don't know which. But I think one of them goes away and it's been too far for the other one. So.
Well, that's depressing.
That's just in my head how it goes. You know, who the hell knows? So. If it would make money, yeah, it could happen. So, next question here from Handsome Dan. How big of a jobber is Dax Harwood for calling out Shawn Michaels and Renee Young's podcast instead of dealing with these issues face-to-face with Shawn like a fucking man? All these years since stars like Shawn have retired and punks like Harwood are still trying to get themselves over at their expense. This is the story that he told on our podcast that he came back from an injury, kind of poured his heart out to Shawn. Shawn, you know, reciprocated, and then as soon as they got in front of like Triple H and all of Shawn's Michaels' friends, he started making fun of him. One, it's Shawn Michaels, you know he's a piece of shit. I mean, yeah. What would I have done? Probably punched him out, be honest with you. Just,
I mean, Shawn Michaels is a piece of shit?
Yeah. He's been one for years.
Oh, he was making fun of the guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he should have just dealt with it right then and there and dropped him, but job and all that. But yeah, bringing it up now is a little off-putting, but...
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Wow, I thought he was a decent guy.
Well, He does the whole born again thing, but
he's one of them.
Yeah, apparently at times the old Sean still shines through, so.
Yeah, but he's a born again Christian.
Right.
Sorry.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There is. Every fucking born again Christian asshole I've ever met will stab you in the fucking back.
A lot of them do that.
I'm a Christian. I'm this. I do this. And then they'll just fuck you.
There's a whole... But we could do a whole show just on that. But we're not going to. We're going to go to the next question right now. It's from Roboto. If there was a Meatloaf biopic movie, who should play him? His vote is for Jack Black.
I could see that.
I could see that, too. I mean, Jack Black can sing. He's a bigger guy.
I can see
That's probably the only real logical pick, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I really can't think of anybody else that would be able to do that.
Yeah, so. All right, his next question, I'll read it, and then it'll come up and when we get to that part of, did you see this? So Russia is really doing this now, scared, what now? Yeah, we'll get to that. His next question here, you guys should open one of the next episodes by simply saying, I told you so. We do pretty much every week, sadly.
Every week, bud.
Yeah.
I'm glad you listen.
Dan would like to know, does anyone know the hierarchy and how the hierarchy in WWE works now? What exactly is Vince McMahon in charge of? It seems like he's becoming more and more of a figurehead, and then Nick Khan is actually the guy in charge. Is Vince slowly being muscled out of his own company? Creative and all that crap still runs through McMahon. From what I understand, Khan has basically taken the business side over. He runs the numbers. So that's why, like, you know, they fired 130 people last year. You know? And Nick Khan's setting it up to sell. That's just how it is. So McMahon's just focusing on, if you can call it creative. Yeah, that's kind of where I see it too. So. All right, next thing comes in from Chris.
Proofreading.
It ain't even about them this time.
Oh, my.
So here we are. The guy that handled the Afghanistan withdrawal cried that that was 4 years ago, when questioned about it, left over 80,000 people trapped, then took a victory lap for rescuing less than half of them, claiming it's over, and gave $86 billion in weapons, vehicles, equipment, and a country with nearly half $1 trillion in liquid assets to the Taliban. By the way, he did a whole episode about this. And control of the world's largest natural reserves of lithium to China right after signing sweeping electric vehicle mandates. That fucking guy. Is the guy in charge, commander-in-chief, here to lead us to victory in a war with Russia. In winter. Russia being a smaller, weaker country that cannot possibly go toe-to-toe with us in a traditional conflict, and so we should not handle the situation very, very, very carefully. They will have to go nuclear. So my question is twofold. How happy are you that we no longer watching media whores get their feelings hurt by tweets? And two, to the best of your knowledge, how quickly can one build stock and fortify a fallout shelter? Yeah, boy, I'm so glad we don't have any mean tweets now. Yeah.
Yeah, I...
Fallout shelter question? Build stock and fortify 6 months? I mean, if you're looking legit, probably 6 months. If you got the money to do it and do it right. So, yeah.
I got nothing, man.
Yeah,
it's
depressing.
They're banning vodka.
Yeah, I got that coming up. Yeah. I got a follow-up question. Watching the exchanges and crypto rates since the incursion started, could this whole thing be a ploy between our government and Russia to buy up lots of the cryptos that are threatening the dollar? By extension, most threatening to the government cryptos that are expected to launch soon, because within a week or so, that's going to be to become possible at rates low enough to easily hide it at thousands or hundreds of thousands of small independent transactions on blockchain. We already know Russia has been working with the DNC and deep state for years. You know, that's a very interesting hypothesis. I hadn't thought of that, but it makes a lot of sense. It makes good sense.
I don't know. You need to watch out for you and yours, man.
Yeah. Next thing here, the headline. Biden administration asks CPB officers to leave the southern border for Ukraine. My question, what are the odds we could convince this administration to resist the convoys by laying down in front of them on the interstate? In all seriousness, this can't be anything but deliberate. Nobody's this incompetent. Nobody's this stupid. Nobody's this gullible. They're wrecking the U.S. and indeed Western civilization on purpose right in front of us.
Yes.
Yeah, it all seems like a part of a really big plan, don't it? Well, Epstein and all the politicals are fucking the kids. Oop, release the COVID. Well, the COVID turns out to be faltering, and oh, release the war. Yeah.
Brought to you by America.
Brought to you by Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, and yeah. It's the magician thing again. They always want you to focus on the left hand and not figure out when you really should be watching the other one. That's what I'm trying to find and pay attention to, is what's going on the other side? You know, what are you hiding that you're distracting with this? So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with that. I have to, next question here, I got to pull up a picture for Vince, because it is from Handsome Dan. Has Vince seen the Nikita girl? I feel like she'll be a favorite.
Nikita.
Yeah, this is no, it's sadly not La Femme Nikita. A new wrestler in NXT named Nikita Lyons.
I'm Does she have a dick?
No. Not that I'm aware of. So I am sending Vince this picture I found.
Because I could totally see that, Dan.
So once Vince pulls that picture up, we'll get his reaction there of
I like it.
How they did not give her a character of death by snoo snoo, I have no idea.
Yeah,
but
I'm into that.
Yeah,
I'd like to be into that.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah. All right. Next question comes in from Chris again. Come to think of it, in addition to laundering Joe's money, isn't Ukraine home to over a dozen Department of Defense funded American biolabs? Could it be that Putin realizes the next round of the plandemic nonsense was to come from Europe? Jacob Rothschild did call him an enemy of the New World Order. Yeah, the biolab thing is very interesting.
Yeah, that's a hell of a conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
Wink.
Because there's a lot of them over there. Oddly enough, just in the Ukraine. Hmm.
Yeah, speaking of Jacob Rothschild, you've got Soros and that fucking cunt that's a goddamn Satanist.
Yep. Yep.
And Bush and Kerry and Pelosi and
Hillary.
They're all just Russia bad, which makes me think that maybe Russia are the good guys.
I don't think either side's good. I go back to what's that, you know, that movie War Games?
Yeah.
The only way to win is to not play.
Yeah, but I'm going to root for a side, I sure as hell don't want to be the one that fucking Hillary
George
Clinton's
Soros
for.
And Hillary's on. Yeah, right. That's, yeah, kind of makes you, that does make you think.
Yeah.
Chris says, last question, I promise. Did you ever imagine in your craziest daydreams that 81 million people could suddenly be so quiet? Yeah. Highest elected president of all time.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Pork Pie was a bad dude.
Magically got all those votes and 2 a.m. Weird, because voting stopped at 6. Last question of the week comes in from Twitter, and we already alluded to this. So the Queen was Elizabeth, yeah, over there in the UK. Lizard Lady, who has had all her shots, has COVID, and is getting ivermectin as treatment. But for normal people, it's not supposed to be used. How fucked is that?
It's fucked.
Yeah. Well, we can use it because we're important, but not you, because we're just going to call it horse dewormer and not, the Nobel Prize winning medicine that it is. Yeah.
Remember I tell you that they want us dead?
Yeah.
They want us dead.
They want you dead. So, all right. Thank you, everybody, for your questions this week. Let's move on to Did You See This? Holy crap, here we go. I got to get a drink because this shit just keeps going and going.
Would you get coffee, tea?
Sadly, it's just water this week because I don't know where my alcohol, I put it somewhere, not in the room. So, all right. Did you see this week? Let's start with a funny one that just makes you go, come on, drop the nukes. History and literature students at the University of the Highlands and Islands in Scotland have been warned the classic novel The Old Man and the Sea contains, quote, graphic fishing scenes, end quote. University said the content warnings allow students to make informed choices. Graphic.
You know, these people are going to starve, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not helping them change their tire.
No. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, you mean Amazon won't deliver? Well, ain't that a bitch.
So. I got all these cans, but I don't know how to open them. Oh, you do?
Yeah. Huh. Hope you bought the shit I like. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to some other ones here. A Canadian pastor was arrested earlier this month for preaching to the truckers in Alberta, has reportedly been thrown into solitary confinement where he's put on a hunger strike for the last 2 weeks. Pastor Arthur Pawlowski was arrested February 8th before he left his home to perform a church service for the truckers who had set up a blockade on the Alberta-Montana border to protest the vaccine passports. He has been charged with mischief over $5,000. Aiding and abetting the blocking of critical infrastructure, and for breaching the bail condition for, quote, not keeping the peace, stemming from a previous arrest. Literally going to do a religious service, thrown into solitary. Canada. Then you had Canadian Liberal MP. Does MP mean Member of Parliament?
Muppet.
Muppet, okay. Her name is Yara Sachs. She stated Monday that the onomatopoeia, honk, honk, is a coded message meaning Hail Hitler.
It is?
Apparently she's retarded. She gave testimony before Parliament on Monday where she perceived government inaction regarding the truckers. How many guns need to be seized? She asked from her podium, how much vitriol do we have to see of honk honk, which is an acronym for Hail Hitler? Do we need to see this on social media?
Wait, it is?
Honk 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 honk. Yeah, that's...
Wait, it is?
Wow.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
It's right up there with Putin if I was your mother. What's worse? People voted for her, allegedly. They said, yes, you're the smart one that we want to represent us and think that honk honk means Heil Hitler. Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right, just days after the MPs approved it and potentially hours before being put to a vote in the Senate, Trudeau revoked the emergency powers thing. 9 days after the government invoked it, the Emergencies Act, he rescinded the order. So,
but kept the financial thing.
Yes, that yeah, kept that part. The bank accounts are still frozen. By revoking it, I think he just means he put the horses back into the stables so they're not going to trample any more old women.
I'd be because, taking my money out of somebody's ass.
I'd be... I about said that out loud, and that'd be a bad one. Something about his dad. Yeah. Bad. Let's see. Last thing, seemingly from Canada this week. Canada State Media, which is, I believe, the CBC, claims that the trucker convoy left Ottawa residents suffering from trauma due to, quote, phantom honking. Apparently they still hear the honking even though the trucks are no longer there. And yes, that was a real story.
The phantom honking, huh?
Man, if your brother was a goose.
The honkening.
The honkening. I just, come on, just in the world. That's, come on,
guys. I'm almost all right with the nukes. The trick is, you got to be in the blast radius because you want to be vaporized. You don't want to fucking live through the fallout.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the trick.
Yeah, you want to be Hiroshima, Nagasaki. You don't want to be Tokyo.
Right.
That's where I'm at. Yeah. All right. Democratic Representative Ruben Gallego of Arizona, I think I pronounced that wrong, has called for seizing the trucks of protesters headed to D.C. and then giving the property to businesses looking to grow. He said it's the perfect time to impound and give the trucks to small trucking companies looking to expand their businesses. The trucker convoy could shut down B.C.'s Beltway tomorrow, he said. Law enforcement agencies in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. are monitoring what could be a number of trucker convoys coming to D.C., spurred on by the protest in Canada. Yep. So let's just, they haven't broken any laws, but let's take their trucks.
You remember a couple weeks ago when I said something's fishy about this whole trucker thing?
Yeah, how it glowed like a fucking Chernobyl. Yeah.
Why do it here?
Mm-hmm.
Why do it here?
Yeah, that's...
And then what I had said a couple weeks ago about something's funny, because if they do it here, it sounds like he would usher in, like, martial law at this point.
Yeah.
Now they're doing it. They're supposed to be in D.C. tomorrow?
No, I think they're about five... I think the State of the Union's on the 6th. I think that's when they're planning to be there. But they, from what I've said or heard from the organizers, there's no plans to enter D.C. proper. Inside the Beltway, there's no plan to go that far. They're going to right outside of D.C., which...
It just sounds funny to me. I feel like they're going to... I think they're going to enable martial law.
It sure sounds like a setup.
I think they're going to do what Canada did. They're going to enable... They're going to enact martial law. It's just a fucking shit show to fucking fuck us.
Yeah, that might be the distraction what we're not paying attention to.
And then you've got the war right now.
Yeah.
And it'll be the perfect cover. Oh, well, there's a war going on. Oh, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
You're taking your shit.
Yeah.
Martial law.
Yeah.
We're seizing everybody's bank accounts.
Mm-hmm. You got crypto? Welcome to the gulag.
I don't see this.
Ending well.
22 WMR is a hell of a round, though.
Mm-hmm.
Those little 22 mags are,
Very well made. Texas trucker Jeff Sandberg was left stranded this week after Penske Corporation turned off the power remotely to his truck. He was one of the members of the convoy headed to D.C. Penske shut down his vehicle on the road and later released a statement how that company does not support the freedom protests. Huh. Kill switch. You mean that thing they just passed in the infrastructure bill for all new cars coming out? You mean that? Hmm.
It's their thing, though.
Yeah.
It's their truck. They own that truck.
Yeah. So
that's the thing. Where do you stop it at?
Exactly.
That's their truck. They own that truck. You're driving that truck for them.
Hmm.
You can't just take their fucking truck. I know you want to.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to look at this.
Trying to see it logically. Yeah. But.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, that's something that isn't. It's something that not a lot of people are doing. So that's, it's, let's say, rare. All right. This popped up, and apparently it slid by everybody news-wise. April 5th, 2020, Federal Reserve St. Louis President James Bullard was giving an interview. Now, this is the guy from the Federal Reserve, okay? This is the money, even though they're not a government thing, and that's a whole other story. What you want, this is a quote, what you want is every single person to get tested every day, and then they would wear a badge.
No.
Hmm. Somehow that slipped through all the news coverage.
What's his name?
James Bullard. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Hmm. Let's go to New Zealand, where that Prime Minister, the Wicked Witch, announced on Monday her left-wing Labour government will not lift corona restrictions, even though the rest of the world is, until they are, quote, well beyond the peak of the virus, speaking even as anti-mandate protest numbers continue to swell in the capital. Yeah, you know, we ain't lifting our stuff because I am not giving up the control, said the dictator.
Yeah, it's too good. This shit's too good, man.
Yeah. A video recently shared by a mother in New York. In the video, students at the Upper West Side's MS 243 Center School, where students held up signs for Pfizer and Moderna and sang, "It's safe to vax, and if your friends don't vax, then they ain't no friends of mine," to the tune of the safety dance. Students are not required to be vaccinated in New York, but the song appears to be an effort to stigmatize and isolate those who have declined getting the shot. The New York School System Board is investigating the matter. Oh, so your kids didn't take the shot? Well, we better exclude them from everything. Because that won't fuck with their mental health at all. Right? Centers for Disease Control said that certain coronavirus vaccine data has not been published yet because it could potentially lead to misinformation. CDC published new data on the effectiveness of the booster shots in adults earlier in February, but left out data for 18 to 49-year-olds, mysteriously. This is according to a story published by New York Times. CDC believes the data is not yet ready to be released because of potential misinterpretation, which, as I see it, would show that the shots don't work and piss off the people. You misinterpreted the hard fact data. We don't have our story ready.
Yeah, yet. That's it.
That's, yeah. Fresh suspicion that COVID was in a lab came out this week because scientists found genetic material owned by Moderna in the virus's spike protein. They identified a snippet of code in the virus that is identical to part of a gene patented by Moderna 3 years before the pandemic. Let's see, the part that makes this, it's basically the part that makes it so good at infecting people and separates it from other coronaviruses. Researchers say that there is a 1 in 3 trillion chance that the code developed naturally. That COVID developed the code naturally.
So when's this war here starting?
That's what I'm waiting on. Yep. The owner of a Romanian club, Steaua Bucharest, this is a soccer team, has announced a total ban on players that have gotten the shots from playing for them because vaccinated players, quote, lose power and, quote, die in hospital. The businessman and politician that owns the team says he is not allowing vaccinated players to play anymore because he is tired of seeing great players turn into weak players without their former strength. He's also tired of seeing young and healthy players die. Well, somebody figured it out.
Well, it only took a year, huh?
Yeah. The FDA quietly stated in a document this week that the ordinary seasonal flu genetic material, so your normal flu, right, that we get every fucking year, was used as the testing marker in PCR test kits. What this means is if you used a PCR test, you may not even have had COVID. You may have just had the normal flu because that's what it was testing for, but had to get those numbers up to make it a pandemic. FDA admitted it. They didn't test for COVID. They were testing for the normal flu. And yet nobody's shooting.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, that's.
But hey, you remember how we just had the story about the badge? The guy wanted the badge.
Sure.
And the passports. The U.S. government has not issued a federal vaccine pass. A national standard has nevertheless emerged. To date, 21 states, District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico offer a smart health card, a verifiable digital proof of vaccination developed through the Vaccination Credential Initiative. This is a global, there's your problem, global coalition of public and private stakeholders, including Microsoft, Salesforce, Oracle, and the Mayo Clinic, among other health and tech heavyweights. Very soon, at least 4 more states will be rolling out these cards. Let's see. Smart cards or a QR code. Washington State, California, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, North Dakota, Minnesota, Illinois, Louisiana, Mississippi, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and Connecticut currently have them, with Oregon, Oklahoma, West Virginia, and South Carolina coming in the next couple of months. Don't need to do it federally if they're doing it state by state.
Which means you have to have them to go shopping, or?
Not that far yet, but this is the, well, your records are on here, so if we need to, we can scan your record.
No, you don't.
Now you scan something. The media, well, if you want to call them that, the propaganda wing of the Democratic Party, came out early this week and tried to blame, you know, that inflation that we've had for a year now, 8 months at least, you know, your $4 a gallon milk, your $5 a gallon gas, on, you guessed it, Russia and Ukraine. Pretty sure we were paying the crazy-ass prices before the fucking Slavov over there started. But yeah, it's Russia's fault that we have inflation. No, this shit was going on months before, but you're trying to convince people that it's not Biden wrecking the economy. Gotcha.
Can you imagine believing that shit?
Yeah, no, because I have 2 brain cells that I can rub together and make work. Yeah, I cannot imagine being so retarded. All right, Russia time. Russia has commenced full-scale invasion of the Ukraine, which is not the Ukraine, it's just Ukraine. That's like saying the America. It's just America. Thursday morning, pure liberal partisans clamored for a response with the war going down on President Biden's watch. Not surprisingly, many decided to blame Orange Man Bad, because it's somehow Trump's fault.
That we didn't go to war for 4 years?
But others took the route saying that the January 6th was to blame. Yeah, Pelosi says that the Russian invasion of Ukraine is similar to the GOP's assaults on our democracy in our own country. Wow. Another bad take was from Janelle Forsyth, who tweeted, "Putin very much benefits from white privilege. I just can't see a scenario in which a black or brown man running Russia would be allowed to invade Ukraine with no devastating consequences. White supremacy will destroy us." She is the social media editor for the Project on Government Oversight. Well, allow me to retort, you will never see a black or brown man running Russia. Period.
Yeah.
End of sentence.
Yeah. Boy, they forget Idi Amin, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. No, don't bring him up.
Yeah, don't bring up Idi Amin.
Yeah.
Oh, oof.
The Biden administration, we had this in listener questions, is seeking to divert customs and border agents from our southern border crisis, which, boy, love how Kamala handed that. Crickets. To help with the Ukraine. In a memo sent Thursday morning and obtained by Just the News, Border Patrol's Office of Field Operations are currently only seeking volunteers, but that could change, willing to deploy immediately to Poland for Operation Ukraine Support. Request comes 6 months after a similar effort to process Afghan refugees began before, you know, they fucked that up royally.
Jeez, we can't even do our own fucking border. They want us to go somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. Former U.S. Secretary of State and now Biden's climate czar or whatever the fuck he is. The hot dog, or not hot dog man, ketchup man, John Kerry, because he married into the Heinz family, was in a did an interview with BBC. And he said the Ukraine crisis could distract the world from the climate crisis while having a massive emission consequences.
Oh, no.
You know, pay no attention to blood in the fucking streets, but man, you better offset your carbon footprint. He needs to drown in some 57 sauce.
We are the carbon footprint to them.
Yeah, and that's the one they want to get rid of. Yeah. Yeah. The Secret Service told Republican lawmakers that it can't find communications related to Hunter Biden's travel for 3 years while Biden was vice president. Senators Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson, I believe, had asked for the full travel records and criticized the agency for years of inappropriate redactions, especially related to a controversial trip to Kazakhstan in 2014. And this is where it gets interesting, as well as Hunter Biden's travel logs for his entire time in Ukraine. The Secret Service goes, nope, we can't find them.
We don't fuck off. Well, what the fuck you're talking about?
They're gone. They may have never even existed. Putin said he would. Russian President Putin would not have invaded Ukraine had Trump still been in office. Majority of Americans said the results of a current recent poll. A new survey was released Friday from Harvard. Harvard and Harris poll found that 63% of Americans believe Putin would not have pulled the trigger if Trump were still president. By the way, Trump did announce last night he is running 2024. Shock to nobody. At this point, I don't care. We're so screwed. At this point, I don't. Yeah. British Foreign Secretary said that she would, quote, unconditionally support, end quote, individual Brits who decide to go to war with Russia, with Russian troops in Ukraine. That sure sounds like sending troops, but legally not sending troops. Rhodesia, anyone? President of Ukraine has called for volunteers who will, quote, defend Ukraine and the world order as part of International Legion of Territorial Defense of Ukraine. Those interested should seek their own country's respective diplomatic offices, he encouraged. Which is basically, hey, do you want to be a mercenary for free? Because we can't pay you.
We don't need guns.
Yeah, that's... The Biden administration turned over intelligence to China for months about Russia's alleged plans to invade Ukraine in an attempt to get China to convince Russia not to do so, according to a new report. Over 3 months, senior Biden administration officials held a half a dozen urgent meetings with top Chinese officials, in which the Americans presented intelligence showing Russia's troop buildup around Ukraine and beseeched the Chinese to tell Russia not to invade. Chinese officials, including the foreign minister and the ambassador, rebuffed the Americans, saying they did not think an invasion was in the works. After one exchange in December, U.S. officials got intelligence showing that the Chinese officials gave the information to Moscow, telling the Russians that the United States was trying to sow discord and that China would not try to impede Russia's plans and actions. Reports are now coming out that in that info was that Ukraine was going to be admitted to NATO. That allegedly was bait that the U.S. had put in there against Russia. So it that makes a lot of sense, because you remember how Biden came out and said, yes, they're going to invade. Well, yeah, you lied and tried to egg them on, apparently. Huh. Interesting. Speaking of NATO, NATO is now trying to get Finland and Sweden to join. Russian foreign ministry spokesman had warned that either Finland or Sweden joining NATO would provoke a strong reaction from Moscow. NATO had publicly had a not one more inch eastward clause. But that was what they say in public, but in private they've been trying to get Ukraine for years to do this. The foreign ministry spokesman warned that if either Nordic country tried to join the security alliance, there would be severe military and political consequences that would necessitate our country taking reciprocal steps. We regard the Finnish government's commitment to a military non-alignment policy as an essential factor in guaranteeing security and stability in Northern Europe. It's almost like NATO wants a world war, don't it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Lots of countries are now sending weapons to the Ukraine. The U.S. told the Jewish actor comedian who was installed as president of the Ukraine to evacuate. By the way, he's a Jewish actor and comedian. He said no. Biden is giving $350 million so far to Ukraine for the fight. France has started taking is not the right word. Halting Russian merchant ships in their waters, and they're threatening nukes against Russia. Hillary came out this week and said we need a full cyber attack from the U.S. on Russia. Chip maker NVIDIA is confirming that they had a cyber attack against the chip-making giant, a devastating cyber attack that completely compromised the company's internal systems over the past 2 days. We are investigating. We're still working to evaluate the nature and scope. So all this is going on. Where's Biden? Oh, is he in the Situation Room with all the military leaders huddled around the table? Nope. No. Grandpa Snippy decided to head off to his Delaware beach house for the weekend.
Did he really?
Yeah. He's not in D.C. He's not in the White House. He's in Delaware. Watching fucking Matlock reruns. Yeah. Russia brought in 12,000 Muslim Chechen army members to help with the military action. Ukrainian military pretty much decimated the Chechen Special Forces column by destroying 50 tanks and killing their top general. Certain people have come out, we talked about this a little bit, and supporting Ukraine, like that spirit-cooking Satanist bitch and George Soros. So, yeah. Anything Soros is for, I'm against.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at.
Yeah. The U.S., U.K., Canada, and EU have frozen Russia out of the SWIFT payment system. This is the payment system that basically the entire world uses. This is the biggest financial sanction that they had to play against the country. Trying to get accurate information from what's going on over there is nearly impossible. Russia has started targeting Ukrainian oil depots, though. The Chernobyl nuclear power plant and the surrounding area are showing increased radiation levels after heavy fighting between troops in the region. Apparently it's up 20%, or it's up 20 times the usual levels. Yay! Bars and restaurants are pouring out Russian vodka in protest across the world, which, of course, Nancy Pelosi thinks is a fucking war crime, because she's a drunk bitch. ABC News shared videos of firefighters putting out a fire after a building in Ukraine was allegedly shelled by Russian troops. Turns out the video was a clip from 2018 gas explosion. ABC News. Believe you the media.
Hear it. You hear it. First.
Yes. Other media outlets showed what they said was a fighter jet footage. As Vince said, this was from a video game. One newspaper showed a soldier kissing his wife before he left to fight. This was a scene from a 2017 movie called The War in Crimea. Old photographs of the Ukrainian president wearing military garb have been shared on social media, with users claiming that it shows the president fighting against Russian troops on February 24th. It has over 71,000 shares on Facebook, and it's two images of him wearing camouflage uniform. Except, the images were taken December 6, 2021, meeting with service members in the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine, where all this shit started. So that's a lie. Kind of remember when CNN faked footage of the first Gulf War?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It really reminds me of that. This is complete wag the dog. So.
Oh, yeah. This whole thing. And this isn't our first war.
Yeah, we've done this a couple times. I love how W. Bush came out and said, Russia's wrong for just going in and bombing a country and doing it. I'm like, you really want to be the guy to start talking that shit?
Yeah, how many weapons of mass destruction did you guys find?
I think you and the ghost of Colin Powell need to have a talk. Former defense minister in Ukraine says that Belarus is about to declare war on Ukraine and that they have troops about ready to invade. This comes on reports that rockets have been fired from Belarus into Ukraine. Did you see the Snake Island story, Vince?
Yeah, but I don't know what's true.
That's what I'm getting at, because the big story that everybody ran with was the 13 people that were defending the island told the Russians to fuck you, and Russia bombed the island and killed them. Right?
Yes.
Well, that part's true. The 86 other service members that were on the island said, fuck it, we're surrendering. They surrendered, because there's footage of them being offloaded from the ship, and the 13 that left behind said, nah, fuck it, we're dying. So, yeah. And then you have this. Amid Russia-Ukraine, China announced yesterday military exercises in the South China Sea that will run across a 6-nautical-mile radius starting today going through Tuesday. Hmm. By the way, South China Sea, that's a Taiwan, kids. That's where you need to be watching. The biggest question I've seen is, why did Russia do this? I think this is just what I am not an expert. This is just what I have read and found doing my own research. NATO having military right on Russia's border, which goes against a treaty that the country's had for years, as well as something called the Minsk Accords. Governments in Ukraine have failed to address the grievances of a Russian-speaking majority in the Donbass region who have wanted to secede, become their own country, or rejoin Russia. Ukraine has not implemented the provisions of the agreement signed in 2015 to end conflict in that region. According to the provisions of the agreement, apart from establishing an immediate ceasefire in the region, the government in Ukraine agreed to make provisions for greater autonomy to those regions and by recognizing the right to self-government and also creating special status for the regions in the parliament. Ukraine did none of this, so the region got worse and worse. Russia has taken in almost 1/6 of that area's population as refugees. Ukraine wants protection from Russia, who they think is going to try to reabsorb them in the old USSR because Moscow doesn't consider them a country. They see them as territory in enemy hands. So that's your two sides to it. The last thing I saw, pull this up real quick. EU is banning certain news organizations out of Russia. Apparently there are talks either getting ready to start right now or will be starting later today between Ukraine and Russia on the border of Belarus. This is where they're meeting. But I did just see this just hit across the last couple of minutes. Putin has ordered Russian nuke deterrent forces on high alert, raising the threat that tensions with the West over the conflict could lead to the use of nuclear weapons. President of Japan came out and stated that his country should consider hosting U.S. nukes in Japan. This is, of course, because of China, and they're getting ready to invade Taiwan. Vince?
Mutually assured destruction.
Absolutely.
Did you ever think you'd ever see it?
I thought Matthew Broderick would be dead by now, to be honest with you.
I mean,
he's killed people.
You can look that up.
He did kill people.
Oh, sure. I mean, I like the Fallout games.
Yeah, you just don't want to live them.
I like Mad Max.
Yep.
I don't want to go through this.
I don't want to live it. I want to have it as entertainment.
Yeah, this is not...
Ukraine, I killing each other, bad. Got it. Don't really care about that. I'm watching Taiwan. China goes into Taiwan. That's the point. Plus, China is in good with Russia, who's in good with Iran. Iran's trying to start up their nukes again. It all seems to be a distraction from something. What better way to push in a great reset than after a world war? Right?
You know, the last time we had a pandemic, we were in the middle of World War I, right?
Yep, Spanish flu, 1919, right?
Yeah.
1918? Yeah, kind of makes you, really makes you question, or it should make you question everything. Vince, you got any final thoughts for this week before the nukes drop?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy and alive.
If you can't take the high road, take the high ground. Ask yourself, what would Henry Bowman do? And stay tuned for maybe the last new episode of Silk Stockings.